Country 94.9 FM 95. It's Joe Bates, and joining me in studio, Eric Lee Bedingfield. How are you doing, man?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me, buddy.
We appreciate you coming in and stopping by, and I want to get into it a little bit here, and if you're okay talking about it, because, I mean, about a decade ago, you were about as big as they come as far as independent artists. I mean, you were on the scene, you were making some noise, doing great things, had some great music, and then you just disappeared. It was like you were gone.
I'm the ghost of country past.
We're glad to have you back. Let me put that out there first. I mean, it's great to hear music from you again, but can we talk about what was going on, what happened, why we missed like about a decade there?
Man, absolutely. And I think a lot of people can relate. You know, I've always said family first. And when I was first going and trudging, we was, you know, coast to coast, going all over the place in the bus. Things were really taking off. Everything that I set out to do musically was kind of falling in place. You know, I'm getting on the Grand Ole Opry. I'm out with George Jones, recording with a lot of my musical heroes, had songs on the radio like you guys were playing. And but, you know, when the kids were real little, they didn't really know I was gone. As they started getting a little older and we'd have a bus call at the house, you know, they're tugging on the leg and crying not to go. And it just tore my heart out. It just was one of those moments I had. I think I was out in the middle of Nebraska and was on the phone talking to my wife, talking about the things I was missing, and I thought, man, I've worked so hard to be right here, and now that I'm here, it's the last place I want to be. And it was just a shift in gears. I thought, you know what, music's something I love, it'll always be there, but this time in life with these kids and being a father was my proudest accomplishment. You know, I didn't want to miss that. So I thought, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll come back around when the time's right. You know, for me, fortunately, I've always been a traditional country music guy, too. So keep in mind, when I'm out pushing things to radio at that time with George Jones was the same time that, you know, bands like Florida Georgia Line are firing up and the bro country era is kind of kicking in gear. So mm-hmm. I knew that was never going to be my lane either. So it felt like a good time to step away, concentrate on the things that were important to me. And I thought, you know, if it's meant to be, if it's in God's plan, I'll have a chance to come back and do it. And fortunately, you know, about a year ago, that started unfolding with me getting back in the studio and signing a new deal. And of course, was real nervous about putting new music out because, you know, after you disappear for a decade, you think,
yeah,
is anybody going to remember? Or, you know, or the relationships that I made, is that going to make people mad because I stepped away? And I tell you, the last year has just been such a blessing, and it feels like I just, you know, picked up the baton where we left off. And, you know, there's a learning curve, and there's some things that we're figuring out and knocking the rust out. But, you know, to have music back on country radio, to have it working, to be getting the spins and the ads we're getting, it feels great. So I'm glad to be back.
Well, it is awesome to have you back, and hats off for that. I mean, your kids, they only grow up once, so I'm assuming they're all getting a little bit older now to where you can get out of the way and they're not grabbing onto your leg and hanging on for dear life as you hit the road?
Man, they're kicking me out of the house now. You know, they're in those late teenage years. My oldest son is graduating high school next week and going to college, and he's got an interest in music too. So he's, you know, my kids were a big reason, you know, as they got older and would look up old things on YouTube and, you know, see me playing with these folks at these festivals and the Opry. And, you know, as they got older, they were asking questions like, Dad, why would you step away from that? And, you know, I could tell them it was great bonding moments to have those conversations. But then as they got a little older, they're like, hey, get out of here. Go do that again.
Yeah. So, well, that's awesome. We are so glad to have you back. And the new music, the new album, Resurrection, man, good stuff on there. I like it a lot.
Thank you so much, man. I'm excited about it. We got one, Too Much Lonesome, this climbing the charts now, and that's what we're out here this week trying to keep that momentum going and looking forward to the next one.
Country 94.9 FM 95 with Eric Lee Bedingfield. Too Much Lonesome, man, great stuff off the album Resurrection and some other great stuff. And the video, the newest video that you just released within the last month or so, Taste the Whiskey, that is some cool stuff, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, you know, Keith Whitley was a big influence to you know, I always say he was like the Hank Williams of my generation, and real good friends with the family. His son, Jesse Keith, and his wife, Lori Morgan, are great friends of mine. And when I wrote that song, I called Jesse and said, man, it's about your dad. I'd love for you to come make a cameo on it, sing it with me. So we jumped in the studio and did that. And actually this June, we're going to be doing that song live at a big memorial they have for Keith down there in Nashville. And we're going to be doing Taste the Whiskey on that. But we had a ball making that video. We got this old antique Cadillac with the rag top and cruising down Broadway with music blasting. And it was nobody should have that much fun working.
It's really cool. If you get a chance, hop online and check it out. Taste the Whiskey from Eric Lee Bedingfield. Great video. So let me ask you about this real quick. I read something about America 250. You got a little something. Actually, doesn't look like a little something. It looks like a big something coming up in Kentucky for the America 250 celebration.
Man, they are throwing me back in the fire. There's no dipping the toes in the pool to test the water. This year, you know, to go from not playing at all to being on the bill for the America 250 show. So it's going to be a massive series of shows across the country for 4th of July this year, of course, being the big 250th celebration. But Fort Campbell, which is the home of the 101st Airborne, is the only military base where they're doing one of these shows. And they're expecting about 60, 70,000 people there. And I'm just really happy to be on the bill of that show and, you know, looking forward to it just as an American, man. What a cool time to be alive to say we're celebrating 250 years. And, you know, I don't think there's anybody as a group more patriotic than country music fans. So we're going to have a lot of fun. I cannot wait to get out there and be in front of a crowd like that again.
All right. I'm assuming that's up open to the public, not just base personnel there at Fort Campbell.
They're opening it up to the public and it's free shows. So anybody, you know, planning on making a trip to Nashville for July 4th, Fort Campbell's about 45 minutes up the road from there, and the more the merrier, man. We're going to have a good time. There's going to be massive fireworks shows. It's going to be a big deal.
All right, something to think about. Now, I read something about a Charlie Daniels hologram. You know anything about that?
Yeah, it's going to be revealed for the first time. So, you know, Charlie, what's cool about this in full circle, Charlie's one of the reasons, you know, was very influential in me moving to Nashville when I was still living down in Georgia and had my first band down there playing regionally. I've got a chance to open up for Charlie a bunch of times, and he really took me under his wing and advised me a lot and was a big reason I moved to Nashville to go up there and pursue my songwriting, pursue getting my first record deal. And so I continued to do a lot of shows with Charlie and got to know the band real well. So when he passed away in 2020, the band, you got to think, man, some of those guys were with him for 40 years. And mm-hmm. That was just their life, you know, getting on the bus, playing all the time. And they took a couple years off. And then they called me and said, man, we want to get out and just do some shows, kind of scratch the itch, and said, you know, would you front the band and sing those songs? So I got to go out there and sing those shows, you know, singing Charlie stuff, CDB. Of course, that's the stuff I cut my teeth on growing up. So it was a lot of fun. I remember our first rehearsal, I come in there and they're like, you don't have any lyric sheets or nothing? And I said, man, I sang these songs five times a night growing up, you know, when I was woodshedding in the bar. So it was just it was a fun, natural fit. Of course, you know, I didn't try to impersonate Charlie or anything, just kind of put my mm-hmm. my spin on it and tried to bring the same spirit to the music. But so there's a hologram show that's been put together. It's going to be called The Legend of Charlie Daniels, with live members of the band playing in the background. And I can't, just as a fan, I can't wait to see that. Just see his music deserves to be constantly heard. You know, he's one of those Mount Rushmore type characters in this business. And I don't know a bigger patriot in country music than Charlie Daniels. So I think it's a great time for that. And what better place than the America 250 to reveal that show?
Well, it should be a ton of fun if anybody gets a chance to head down there for 4th of July. Fort Campbell, Kentucky is where that's happening, and you can see Eric Lee Bedingfield. Eric, we appreciate you spending time with us. You know you're more than welcome to stop here anytime when you're passing through.
Joe, thanks so much for having me, man. I really appreciate y'all's support.
All right, Eric Lee Bedingfield on Country 94.9 FM 95.